Now, the fourth and last chapter has also got an interesting title. The bishop calls it Living in the Overlap. I don't know if any of you know what an overlap is, but I gather from what the bishop has written that an overlap is a period of transition. It's a period of overlapping between the old and the new. That is a traditional religious approach and a modern secular approach. So we Buddhists, of course, it's not just the Christians, and we Buddhists, of course, are also living in this overlap. There's the overlapping in all our lives between the traditional, the religious, and the modern, the secular. We live, as it were, all the time in two worlds. Of course, in the case of English Buddhists, we can say that we live in a double overlap. That we're not only living in the overlap between what we may call the Christian and the post-Christian periods, but in the overlap between Christian and post-Christian on the one hand and Buddhist on the other. So we do live in this sort of double overlap. But I, for one, don't regret that. In fact, we may say that living in a double overlap is doubly exciting because it's a challenge, and no doubt we'll have a double reformation. And also, of course, a double responsibility. One has to confess, in fact, we all have to confess, that it isn't easy to be a Buddhist in this country. The odds are all against it. If you do manage to be a Buddhist, it's because you've got a certain amount of backbone and a certain amount of intelligence and a certain amount of, perhaps we can say, sheer obstinacy and indifference to what other people think. And it certainly isn't easy to preach Buddhism. It isn't easy, as I've said before, to preach any religion nowadays, and to preach a religion like Buddhism, an exotic religion, coming from the East. Well, it certainly isn't easy for anybody. But we certainly do have to carry on, somehow. And in this connection we may say that a vihara, like this one, should be thought of more along the lines of a sort of spiritual research station. I think station rather than centre, for reasons which you'll be able to define, no doubt. We shouldn't think that the vihara is the Buddhist equivalent of the local parish church, with a congregation of the faithful flocking there every Sunday and hearing words of wisdom or receiving their weekly dose of uplift and then going away. It isn't like that. It is, as I've said, a sort of spiritual, or should be, a sort of spiritual research station. In fact, the vihara should be a centre, or the centre even, of the new reformation for Buddhism and for Buddhists. And I'm sure that for us, for all of us here, the Bishop of Bullish's ideas and suggestions in his book, The New Reformation, are of considerable interest and value, even help to us in our life and our work here. As I said at the beginning, my last talk on Buddhism and the Bishop of Woolwich was tape recorded and eventually sent to the Bishop himself. I'm afraid on this occasion I rather hope that the tape won't be sent to the Bishop, whereas I feel that his book has been covered rather inadequately. However, I'm also quite sure that if Mr. Revel gets it into his head to send it to the Bishop, well, nothing is going to stop him. Well, I might say that I had once thought of giving a talk on Buddhism and Roman Catholicism, but I didn't dare to do so because I knew Mr. Revel would send it to the Pope. But, in any case, as most of you know already, I shall be away for a few weeks, having a rest from lectures, and a rest even from the Bishop of Woolwich. But as you all know also, while the cat is away, the mice do tend to play. So perhaps this tape will be sent after all. Let us see. While I'm away, of course, this is just by way of conclusion, the Sunday meetings will continue, and I hope that all of you will continue to come. Announcements about my own future lectures will be made a little later on, but perhaps I can tell you now that they will recommence as from the 21st of August.